Peter Pesak Keller. Peter the Great and Louis the 15th, 1903. Changing historical paintings. Peter Keller's painting of an unusual encounter between Russian Emperor Peter the Great and French King Louis the 15th as a child in 1717 marks a break from traditions of historical painting in both content and form. As works that depict historical events were at a high tier of academic painting, the content had to be more distinguished as well. Only negative characters could break the rules governing class and behavior, never once own country's rulers. Yet we see such a transgression on this very picture. Even a boy king was to be supremely venerated by a visiting monarch, and strict etiquettes had to be observed in any interaction with them. As he alighted from the carriage, the Russian emperor picked up the royal child and carried him into the reception hall of a Parisian noble's residence. The Hotel de Lediger. He was reported to have stated that he was carrying all of France. Although Louis, then seven, was not taken aback and no scandal arose, the event was painted for the first time in 1838 when Louis-Marie Jean Hersent depicted it for the Versailles Gallery. Unlike Geller's painting, in the Hersent, the nobles surrounding Peter looked generally surprised. Geller chose a different interpretation, one at odds with historical facts, and depicted the Tsar seated with the king on his knee. Two courtiers are onlookers serving to frame the picture. That focuses our attention on the main characters, who are interacting with each other. Their gaze turned away from the viewers. These types of innovations signaled the dawn of a new era in historical painting, where the human attitudes became more important than artistic canons.